The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Famous Chinese artists are embracing NFTs. Can crypto natives catch up? In the Chinese NFT world, reputation and connections prove just as important as the offline traditional art scene. Published in The World of Chinese, written by Alex Coville, read to you by Cliff Larson. This is the third part of The World of Chinese's series on the development of NFTs in the Chinese art world, or digital collectibles, as the only legal versions of NFTs are known in China. Part one explored how traders operate in China's legally gray NFT market, and part two looked into why many Chinese crypto artists are only dealing abroad. The screen cracks to the sound of exploding gunpowder. A video montage plays, showing canvases facing downward and weighed with stones, bucking like mules as explosives are set off underneath them. This is the work of Cai Guoqiang, a New York-based Chinese artist famous for using fireworks and gunpowder as a medium with enough clout to earn his work some airtime in the opening ceremony of the 2008 Olympic Games in Beijing. This video, entitled Transient Eternity, 101 Ignitions of Gunpowder Paintings, feels more like behind-the-scenes documentary than actual art. Indeed, it's a set of shots of Cai making another artwork, a series of canvases titled Individual's Journey Through Western Art History. But it sold through production studio and NFT sales platform TR Lab for $2.5 million as a non-fungible token, NFT, in July 2021, coveted by influential bidders like Justin Sun, CEO of the digital trading platform Tron. The sale came at a time, says Audrey Oh, co-founder and CEO of TR Lab, when many were keen to experiment with the possibilities of NFTs. For Cai's many fans, followers, and collectors, it was an immensely exciting opportunity, she tells The World of Chinese, with the latest crypto technology capturing art designed to exist in ephemeral form. By contrast, newer Chinese artists still struggle to sell at auctions at high prices.
I don't think they can do that if they have less of a reputation.
Chen Qiji, a crypto artist who works under the name of Elwood, tells The World of Chinese. Despite having worked in field for the past 2 years and painstakingly coded his own crypto art, Elwood has only sold 0.043 Ether, a popular cryptocurrency, converting to $88.88, according to the database CryptoArt. Elwood is part of a community of so-called crypto-native artists who typically have a background in computer science and work solely within the world of NFTs, coding, and digital art. Despite working for NFTs for longer, they lack the fans and followers of big names like Cai Guoqiang. Theoretically, these artists' in-depth knowledge of the field should give them a head start when it comes to fame and fortune in the digital world. This was certainly the case for many Western crypto artists. On CryptoArt, the highest-selling NFT artists to date all have extensive experience working exclusively within digital art. These include Pac, whose total artwork is valued at $335 million, Beeple, $172 million, and XCopy, $60 million. But for Chinese artists working within the space, it's a different story. Overall, the biggest numbers are being earned by traditional artists only starting to work in NFTs within the past year. At this point, they earn much more than artists for the Chinese crypto-native community, says Fan Yiwen, another crypto artist who worked under the name of Riva. Ever since the sale of Every Days, the first 5,000 days, by crypto artist Beeple for a record $69 million in March of 2021, all sorts of people and institutions have taken to the internet to create an NFT, either to experiment with a new fashion or else to get rich quickly. That includes the blue chip galleries, museums, and artists that make up the mainstream international art world. An NFT frenzy is raging, stated a Wall Street Journal article in April 2021, which related some big-name artists and galleries who are rushing to get into this lucrative, cutting-edge market. In summer 2021, British artist Damien Hirst released 10,000 NFTs for sale, reportedly making $25 million. Irish artist John Gerard told ArtNet that he launched his first NFT after just a month's research, a digitized version of a work from 2017, pricing it at $494,000. Chinese artists who made their names on the global art scene in the 1980s and 90s have been able to tap into long-standing connections. Cai's NFT projects with TR Lab are rooted in decade-long relationships, says Oh. Cai has extensive experience working with Christie's Auction House and Rockbound Art Museum in Shanghai. Xinli Cohen, one of TR Lab's joint founders, is a deputy chairwoman at Christie's, while Oh's family founded Rockbund. According to Oh, when Cai expressed an interest in extending his physical presence into the digital realm, it was a natural fit for all involved. But China came late to the NFT trend. Whereas the well-known and multi-million dollar CryptoPunks NFT collection began in June 2017, Riva, one of the pioneers of Chinese crypto native community, only found out about it in early 2020. It's to a large extent a Western story, both in terms of content as well as infrastructure, says a member of Glimmer DAO, a so-called decentralized autonomous organization of artists and entrepreneurs from across the world, which invests in NFTs in Asia. They prefer to remain anonymous for this story. Without a Western gallery giving backing, crypto-native Chinese artists have some catching up to do. Since Transient Eternity, TR Lab has collaborated on other NFT collections with Cai, such as the digital smoke-like displays of Your Daytime Fireworks. This series earned TR Lab and Cai 1,098.27 ETH, around $3 million, on the primary market. That excludes the secondary NFT market, where buyers can resell their NFTs to other buyers. In February this year, Fang Li Jun, a traditional artist whose paintings of bald heads made his name in the 1990s, created the Elemental NFT series in partnership with the NFT magazine Outland. These NFTs were a series of these heads, images from the world of oil on canvas uploaded onto the trading platform OpenSea. The average price on the secondary market is currently $4,899 per NFT. There's also Zhang Huan, a photographer and performance artist born in 1966, who has collaborated with the influential Pace Gallery in NFT creation. The gallery NFT platform, Pace Verso, is currently selling NFTs from his series, Celestial Burial of an Artist, at $20,000 each. But in the crypto world, it doesn't matter how long you've been working in the traditional art world. Among crypto artists, Cai Guoqiang and Fang Lijun would still be considered inexperienced, non-native, whose work is just a picture uploaded as an NFT, according to Liu Jiaying, a crypto artist and coder who goes by the name of CryptoZR. For CryptoZR, putting traditional art into NFTs makes no artistic sense, though she tells the World of Chinese that she has nothing against traditional artists trying their hands in the world of crypto. For her, creation in the virtual world, using materials from traditional art world like fireworks or oil on canvas, would be inappropriate, like scratching an itch through clothes, as it doesn't properly grasp the new opportunities the digital medium brings. As examples, she cites artists generating unique and innovative images through the blockchain, from buildings in the metaverse to intricate fractal designs. That is, if they know how to code. Non-natives' lack of knowledge about coding and blockchains make them stand out a mile away. Although Riva also tells the World of Chinese she has no problem with non-native artists experimenting with NFTs, I can just smell them. According to her, they have usually taken their friends' advice to have a try at NFT art, but don't have any relationship with the community. The community is those artists, collectors, and investors who make up the crypto art scene. They will buy each other's work, promote exhibitions, attend forums, and generally offer each other support. That's not to say Chinese crypto natives can't sell well. Riva has generated a total of $102,796 through combined work, according to Crypto Art. Crypto ZR, who began experimenting in crypto art as early as 2017 during her master's course at the Central Academy of Fine Arts in Beijing, sold a single artwork, 1,000 I, for 1,000 Ethereum, about $1.9 million, in September last year, making her the highest-earning Chinese NFT artist to date. Community was crucial to the success of the work. 1,000 I is a mosaic made up of 1,000 individual eyes that were sold for 1 Ethereum each. CryptoZR spread the word in advance the work's release among groups of computer engineers via WeChat groups, Twitter, and crypto-native web forum called Discord. But she doesn't know of any other Chinese crypto artists who have managed to sell around 1,000 Ethereum, let alone as high as $2.5 million. In the world of crypto art, money and community go hand in hand. Elwood used Twitter to market his Journey of Lafand series, a dream diary using generative art software. He sold 11 out of 12 of them so far, but it took roughly a year of hustle. If he wants his artwork to be sold, you have to let people know your work, he tells the World of Chinese. Elwood claims that decentralized autonomous organizations, or DAOs, provide a way for young independent crypto artists to create a platform of their own. They're like the early impressionist groups, he says, lacking the money and the academic connections, but relying on community, sharing information, sharing opportunities, and sharing each other's works. To bring them some power. That's the only thing we can do right now. Similarly, O points out that the proceeds of Transient Eternity went to good causes within the traditional art community. Half went to the Rockbund Museum and is being used to fund their digital art research programs. The majority of the other half went towards the Tsai Fellowship Program, funding young Chinese artists studying in the U.S. These days, there are challenges for Elwood's group. WeirdDAO, despite the group having 776 followers on Discord, there are only 18 artists actively working within the DAO. Elwood admits that 18 artists is not much, but also warns that large number of creative people grouped together, all wanting different things, will be difficult to organize. DAOs can form and collapse quickly, given that each individual has different aims that may have come together for just one purpose. In the fast-paced world of crypto art, things can change in a flash. It is still a young industry, gaining mainstream popularity just over a year ago. As the crypto-native field becomes wealthier and more established, perhaps more of its indigenous Chinese artists will, too. You've been listening to Famous Chinese Artists Are Embracing NFTs. Can crypto natives catch up? In the Chinese NFT world, reputation and connections prove just as important as offline traditional art scene. Published in the World of Chinese. Written by Alex Coville. Read to you by Cliff Larson.